Hello and welcome back to this episode of the Tri-Catch podcast sponsored by EI2, and we are back with another episode of our back to school series where we talk with our teammates here at FCSA about the ways that they are furthering their education and how that has played into their lives. My name is Sydney Andreessen, and I'll be hosting this episode here with Ryan, and I'll just have you introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Ryan Whitler, product support analyst on the customer connections team. I own second level support related to customer facing applications and domains, being AgriPoint, My Account, FCSAmerica.com, FrontierFarmCredit.com, just to name a few.
Awesome. And can you introduce for us how you have been continuing your education?
Yeah, so I've taken advantage of the tuition reimbursement program here for, well, dating back to January of 2021 in pursuit of a Master's of Business Administration at the University of Nebraska, Omaha.
Awesome. Can you highlight some of your favorite aspects of the program for us?
Yeah. Though it can be kind of a pain to coordinate with classmates and everyone's busy, I've appreciated greatly like the group and teamwork aspects of some of the courses. It's great to just network amongst my peers in the program and with faculty. I think there's a lot of folks in the program that'll challenge the status quo of how things are done, and there's a lot of thought leadership to come out of that group and teamwork aspect.
Awesome. Are you able to have like a cohort as you've been going through this of like similar groups of students going along the program at the same time?
I'm sure something of the sorts does exist, but I haven't participated in anything, or I guess know of anything within the master's program. That could just be because everyone's kind of doing things at their own pace. There's some people that are maybe taking full-time classes and others that are kind of doing what I've done in a class here and there.
Right. It's interesting to hear how that differs from program to program and different people we've talked to in this series. So you mentioned class at a time. How long have you been doing this program, and when are you going to be wrapping it up?
Yeah. So I guess previously mentioned that I started in January of 2021. This was beginning the program. Was something that following my graduation from undergrad, I'd always had in mind going back and getting my master's degree. So I reached the 6-month threshold to become eligible for the tuition reimbursement and went right back January of 2021, and actually will be graduating here May 17th.
Woohoo. And by the time this comes out, you will be a full grad.
Right.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Moving on from the favorites, what have been some challenges of this program for you?
The first thing that pops to mind, I guess, is the balance, like work, school, life balance, really. The sessions within the program vary in length from 6 to 18 weeks. And depending on, I guess, where in there you fall for the particular course, the timelines can be very tight. So, I mean, time management's been a priority throughout the program for myself. And I mean, sacrifices often need to be made in favor of staying on track or ahead of coursework.
So we've heard in a previous episode about like the J term, and you mentioned timelines sometimes mm-hmm. being tight. What all different kind of timelines have you taken in these different semesters?
So regular core courses in the MBA program are 8 weeks. So those courses, and that's if they run in the spring and fall semesters.
Okay.
Those are 2 credit hour courses. You take them in 8 weeks if they're in the spring and fall. If you use the summer term, which I've used all three throughout my time, and the summer terms are shorter, they're 6 weeks. And then elective credits, which depending on your degree or program, you may have different elective requirements. And those are 3 credit hour, 16-week classes.
So in like a fall or a spring, would you take both a longer 16-week elective and an 8-week core?
Most often I would take either take 2 of the 8-week sessions in a 1 16-week semester, and then say I did that in the spring, then in the summer or fall, whatever, I'd use the whole term to do one of my 3-credit-hour electives.
Gotcha. Just keeping it one at a time.
For the most part, there were times in there where I was overlapping, but I think kind of the part of the beauty of the tuition reimbursement program is that it shakes out to a good amount to where you can get full reimbursement, be in classes all year round and not necessarily have to be at a blistering pace that's doubling you up in each of the sessions or anything like that.
Kind of encourages you to keep that better life balance. Yeah, like, we don't need to push this too hard.
Yep,
you know, exactly. We're working a full-time job and trying to have a life. So now moving on, are there any like specific courses or projects that you want to highlight for us that have been interesting through your program?
Yeah, I mean, something that's very top of mind right now is my capstone project as I come to wrap that up. I selected a project focused on the improvement of volunteer recruitment practices for an Omaha area nonprofit. I used interviews of the nonprofit leadership team to complete a gap analysis and formulate recommendations based on findings from my examination of research literature. Through the discovery process with the nonprofit, we identified objectives of engaging with more college students and young professionals, along with increasing the cultural and ethnic diversity of their volunteer base to be more reflective of the community at large, and in particular, of those that they serve.
Gotcha. And where are you at in presenting the final bits of this capstone project?
Right. So what would it have been, last Wednesday, I gave the presentation to the client. There are representatives from the nonprofit there, as well as my professors for the capstone project. Mm-hmm. It went really well. They were very intrigued by the recommendations that I'd made and kind of the research I'd done. And yeah, I mean, provided great feedback, had great questions following up. So it was just really good to kind of put some things into action for someone that's, you know, making a difference in the Omaha community.
All right, so I know how you have had like all these group projects and some awesome collaboration throughout your program. Was your capstone itself a group project, or was that something that you worked through individually?
So when we preferenced projects, I was under the assumption that I was going to be paired with one or multiple people. And turns out I don't know that I was the only person that preferenced the project that I chose, or that maybe the professors were trying to kind of spread things around and make individual contributions to each of the nonprofits that were kind of vying for these projects. So yes, I was by myself.
So if you were to go back, would you have preferenced differently?
I would not have preferenced differently. I like the project.
Just would like a buddy.
Right. fortunately though, there was another of my classmates that took a volunteer recruitment project with a different nonprofit. So while we may have been working, or our projects may have been for different organizations, they were much the same, I suppose. They were much the same in the description sense, but obviously had to vary a lot based on what the nonprofit really was trying to, or like what objectives they were seeking to achieve with the volunteer recruitment project.
Sure. Still might be considering similar questions.
So good. He and I bounce things off of each other throughout the process, and it is this course in particular was an extremely tight timeline. It's an 8-week course, and within that time, like, you have to be, you know, meeting with your client and doing these interviews, doing your research, synthesizing all of that, and then ultimately, you know, formulating recommendations for improvement based on your findings from research literature or surveys or whatever methods you used.
That's incredibly fast for a capstone and get it all done in 8 weeks. Wow.
Right.
Now, one more big question before we wrap this up. How have you applied this to your role?
So I think it's kind of the other way around. I think I've taken things that I've been exposed to or learned here at work, I think particularly stuff that I've been exposed to through kind of the product management ideology, mainly, you know, taking feedback and insights you get from interviews or, you know, other unsolicited sources of feedback, and really digging deep on those to identify what are pain points or problems in this particular system or practice or whatever that could use some attention. And I think, you know, really remaining focused on the problem at hand rather than just flying into something right from the jump, thinking about the solution, you know, keeping the problem in mind and what the outcomes you wish to impact or achieve are.
Right. Sounds very important to making sure that you're solving the right problem.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I'm actually going to key into one of my co-hosts, Gabby's great questions to end things out. What is next for you?
Vacation. No. So I'd always had this in mind. I was an intern here, and it was something that actually got brought up in my interview back when I was interviewing to become an intern, was that part of my plan was, you know, to get my master's degree. And through that conversation came up tuition reimbursement. So I've been thrilled that the organization has invested in my development, you know, in that way. And as far as what's next, I mean, I think putting particular focus on now my professional development, I think I've obviously for years and years now been in like scholastics and structured learning. Mm-hmm. I think taking advantage of more informal learning opportunities to learn, grow, perhaps get a, you know, exposure to different leadership styles and things of that sort.
I think that's all some great next steps.
Yeah.
So thank you for this discussion today, and thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Try Catch and our back to school series. Thank you and have a great day.